A do-or-die hunger strike by Guantanamo Bay prisoners continues for over 5 weeks, with concerns growing over their health. Medical experts and attorneys are warning that the health of the striking prisoners is deteriorating, some even hanging between life and death. The protest began when the staff seized the inmates' personal belongings and handled their copies of the Quran in a sacrilegious manner. Prison officials, however, claim that the protest is not posing any threat to the prisoners' health. The detention camp in eastern Cuba reportedly holds 166 men seized in alleged counterterrorism operations. Most of them have been held without charge for a decade. U.S. President Barack Obama promised to shut down the facility when he began his first term, but it remains open to this day. Franklin Lam is an international lawyer with us now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts. Ms. Lam, welcome. Now, a lot of questions about why Obama has so far failed to close Guantanamo Bay, even when he promised that he would. What do you think is causing this?
Well, certainly in his case, it's domestic political pressure from the neocons, those who brought us George Bush and Dick Cheney and the dozen years of war in the Middle East. But I think this hunger strike, which is now the reports are going viral, raises the question, why hasn't the American government sent in medical teams? Where's the International Committee of the Red Cross? This is very fundamental to, on behalf of the protesters. They're exercising their right to resistance. They're hidden away there, no pretense at due process, no pretense that the Americans are applying American law or international law. They're totally flaunting these legal principles, rules, and standards, so that this solidarity effort, which reminds one of the hunger strikes in Palestine, is another form of the resistance. And I think we're going to see, despite all the news in the area, more and more pressure to get the medical teams in there and for Obama to keep his pledge. He has not articulated a cogent reason on this subject, and the American public aren't forgetting the 12 years of catastrophic wars done in their name. They're paying for them, and now we have this other other tragedy. So hopefully, the international community, the United Nations, the Americans have got to go in there and lift this siege and find out exactly what's going on, and then demand. And it should have been a bigger issue than it was in this last election. Why Obama broke his pledge? He's got to be asked about that at every opportunity and pressured. But as you know, the domestic hype with the terrorism war, the idea of bringing even one terrorist from Guantanamo for trial in the United States, it gets an enormous negative panicked reaction. But it's clear that Guantanamo has no business to do, and it's got to be shut down, and it's up to the American people and others to squeeze and to use this, to join in solidarity, this act of resistance that we're seeing with, that's been going on for more than a month, more than 100 prisoners, and stand in solidarity and force the closure and force due process. A decade without trial? When? Who could ever justify this, especially claiming humanitarian values? They ought to be released, every one of them, as a violation of due process. If they were before American federal court, they'd all be free, because you can't deprive them of these fundamental rights. And the American law is to follow the flag, and you've got to use American principles there, and they haven't done that. So it's time to close it.
Mr. Franklin Lam, international lawyer with us there live from Beirut. Thank you very much, Mr. Lam.